Track 10.
Good morning. My name's Dage. I've just arrived from Germany.
Good morning. I'm Rupert. Pleased to meet you. What's your first name? We all use first names here.
It's Thomas.
Right, Thomas. What was your journey like?
Very good. No problems at all.
Excellent. Have you been to your lodgings yet? You're staying with Mrs. Broadbent, aren't you? Is everything okay there?
Oh yes, Mrs. Broadbent is very kind. Her cottage is small but very nice too. She gives me a lot of food.
Yes, I expect she thinks you're too thin and need fattening up. She's also very much into local history and can tell you a lot about Dorset. Okay, now to your timetable. In the morning from 9 to 12, we've put you in a group of 5 people for general English at upper intermediate level. There's a quarter of an hour break at 10:15.
When's the lunch break?
From 12 to 1:30. Afternoon courses go from 1:30 to 4:30, with a 15-minute break at 3 o'clock. There will be one other student in your afternoon course, a young businesswoman from Norway. Janine Davies will be your teacher. She's very experienced and will plan the course with your specific needs in mind. So if there's anything, say presentations, you need to practice, you should tell her. If there are any problems, do come to me straight away. It's my job to sort them out. Is that all clear? Or do you have any questions?
Do we have courses every afternoon?
Wednesdays are free, and there's always an outing arranged. Or you can just spend the afternoon as you wish. Weekends are free, of course. Though again, there are plenty of outings you can sign up for.
Is there any nightlife in Dorchester?
That's rich. Hasn't been here for 5 minutes and is asking about the nightlife. There are several nice pubs and one club on Friday and Saturday evenings. That's the lot, I'm afraid. Of course, there's more going on in Poole. That's about 20 miles from here. There is a bus. Anyway, you're here to study, not indulge in the nightlife.
I expect I'll end up watching TV with Mrs. Broadbent and her Persian cats. Fortunately, I do like cats.